Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold flu and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up. Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. Now let's go win the sick playoffs.
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry. Sport app says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Now for our story. Aunt Mary Lane was driving back to Wakefield from Huntsville. A few minutes earlier, she had left the courtroom where Bill Meade and his former wife, Kit Calvert, were struggling over custody of the baby boy everyone believed to be their son. It was a chance remark from Lily Devon which had sent Aunt Mary hurrying away from that tense scene, a casual comment the young entertainer had made concerning Lisa Fenner. Now, as she guides the little pickup truck toward home, Aunt Mary is thinking,
if I'd only known sooner about Lisa's meeting Kit in California, before Kit came back to Wakefield with the baby. Oh, but perhaps I'm wrong. It's almost impossible to believe that Kit would. And yet I felt all along there was some connection, something which linked Lisa to Wakefield somehow. Could this possibly be that link? The baby? Lisa's despair, her hopelessness when we first knew her. Things she said that day of the accident at the bridge when Randy saved her. Randy said she acted as if she wished he hadn't reached her in time. And later she said, I was responsible for a life and I failed. Was it because of the baby? If Lisa knew Kit in California, could that child possibly be Lisa's? Lisa never did explain what she was doing in Wakefield. I was responsible for a life, and I failed. I remember wondering at the time what Lisa meant by that. That day I saw the nurse, Miss Thorndyke, with the baby. There was something familiar about the child. The baby's eyes. They reminded me of Lisa somehow. That child. Lisa. Are they really so alike, or is it my imagination? And yet, so many little things. When Dell was here, I had the feeling she was keeping something back. Perhaps Lisa talked to Dell. But wouldn't Dell have told me, knowing how concerned I was? Knowing how this whole thing affects Peggy, too? If Dell knows something, she must have reason for keeping it to herself. I've got to get in touch with her. Talk to her. Find out.
Hello?
Hello. Hello, Dale. This is Mary.
Oh, how are you, Mary?
Listen, Dale. Lily said something today which started me thinking. I may be wrong, but I believe I have the key to this whole situation now. And I have a feeling you can tell me whether I'm right about it.
Maybe I can, Mary. I don't know.
Dale, did you know that Lisa had met Kit Meade when Kit was in California?
Well, yes, Mary, I knew that.
But you never mentioned it to me.
No. You see...
Oh, it's all right, Dale. You must have had your reasons. But it's a pity. If I'd known before... But in any case, there's no time now to think back.
Well, tell me what's on your mind, Mary. Perhaps I can be of some help.
Well, today, when Lily happened to mention that Lisa and Kit had known each other before, all of a sudden I saw the whole picture. I understood a lot of things that had been bothering me for a long time. Maybe I better tell you the way it looks to me.
I wish you would. If you only knew how that situation's been bothering me.
You see, Dell, I never did understand what had brought Lisa here to Wakefield. She was quite ill when she was staying with us, and I didn't want to press her too much. And yet I felt there must be a reason, something to do with her being so unhappy and upset.
Yeah.
And then, well, a lot of little things occurred to me, but it all seemed so fantastic and so hard to believe, I told myself I must be wrong. Things Lisa let slip several times, about having been responsible for a life, and I wondered about them. Yet they didn't quite make sense. Now they do, Dell. I believe there's been a terrible injustice done, and it's got to be put right. I only hope you can help me.
So do I, Mary, with all my heart.
Dell, I believe this child, the child Bill thinks is his child and Kit's, is Lisa's son.
Well, Mary...
Well, I have the feeling you know whether I'm right or not. Lisa must have talked to you all the time she's been up there in Chicago, working for you. And when you were down here, well, frankly, I did have the feeling you weren't telling all you knew about it.
Well, Mary, I have to admit you're right about me holding something back. But you see, Mary, I'd given my promise.
Then Lisa did talk to you? Is that it, Dale?
Yes. Lisa told me her story. It shocked me, too. Oh, I wanted to tell you about it, but Lisa made me give my word I'd say nothing. Not a thing about it to anyone. It's been driving me nearly crazy, Mary. Now that you've guessed it on your own, it's different. I've been begging Lisa to make a clean breast of it herself before it was too late.
And she refused? Even after admitting the truth that the baby is hers?
Yes, Mary. I haven't been able to do a thing with her.
Oh, Dale.
She refuses to do anything about it. She admits the baby is hers, that Kit talked her into giving him up. But you see, Lisa thinks it's her fault Kit lost her own baby.
Oh. Oh, so that's what happened. That explains.
Sure. Kit lost her own child and took Lisa's instead. After selling her the idea, she had a moral obligation. A guilt about Kit's losing her own baby.
I see.
Then, oh, well, there's a lot more to it. Mary, I'm just giving you the highlights. Well, anyway, this Paul Cromwell was mixed up in it somehow.
Paul Cromwell? Yes. Yes, that ties in.
Apparently, he and Kit were in cahoots in getting Lisa to give up the baby. But Kit cut his throat, too, so he told Lisa what the score was. How Kit had tricked her. That was when Lisa went hot-footing it down to Wakefield. She'd made up her mind to take the baby back.
And I suppose Kit managed to talk her out of it somehow.
Yeah. Oh, Lord knows how, but Kit's a lot stronger than Lisa, a lot smarter. And she played up this guilt thing, kept telling Lisa she had no right to claim her baby after giving him up.
Oh. Well, that must have been when Randy saw her that day, after she left Kit. No wonder she didn't care very much whether... I mean, about what happened to her.
Yeah, she was awfully broken up, I know. But now she's made up her mind to forget the whole thing.
Forget it? But Dale...
I know. I keep telling her it isn't possible. But now that Lance has come back and wants to start all over again, she...
What do you mean she's reconciled with her husband and still she hasn't told him the truth, that he has a son?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, dear. But she must, Dale. Lisa can't hope to build any sort of life for herself and her husband if it's based on a lie. And there's the baby's welfare to be thought of. His own mother and father.
Oh, I know, Mary. It's awful. And don't think I haven't been in a stew about it for weeks. I've talked myself blue in the face, but I can't budge her.
But what does Lisa say? How can she justify herself for not setting things straight?
Oh, she keeps saying she has a right to happiness now. She's suffered enough. It's Kit's responsibility.
But aside from everything else, doesn't she realize what she's doing to Bill Mead? He's going through torture fighting for that baby, Dell. He believes it's his.
I know it, but... Oh, and now she's told me she's leaving the Peacock. She and Lance are going on to New York. You see, Mary, she's afraid to tell Lance she gave up their baby son. She's convinced he'll never forgive her.
But even if she's right, surely if he loves her, he'll forgive her. Oh, but even so, it's something she must do. She has to.
Well, I can't do anything with her, Mary. I've done my level best, and she's leaving for New York tomorrow.
Dell, I'm coming up to Chicago.
Well, it's only fair to tell you not to count on anything. Her mind's made up, Mary.
So is mine, Dell. I have to try. A train leaves here in about an hour. I'm going to take it.
If Aunt Mary is successful in persuading Lisa Fenner to assume responsibility for what she has done, the baby boy Bill Mead believes to be his own could be restored to its rightful parents. The obstacle between Bill and Peggy would be removed, and Kit's deception would be exposed. But I wonder if Lisa will be willing to give up her own opportunity for happiness.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.